Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning coming out of winter and lameness that you might be experiencing in your dairy herd. You know, as we look across our dairy industry and we think about the things that have the greatest negative impacts on milk production and our profitability on dairies, there's usually two things that maybe come to the surface, and that would be mastitis and lameness in our dairy cattle. You know, it's not unusual when we have herds that are suffering just from sore feet to see a reduction in 5 or more pounds of milk per cow per day. So, I have some very important suggestions for you. Number one, if you've had the foot bath put away for a little while, time to get it back out and get it back in use. Second thing, you probably need to get the hoof trimmer on the farm, and you need to address some of the issues that you're seeing in your herd. So start making that list of lame cows and get the hoof trimmer there as soon as possible. You know, as we look over the lactation, it's not unusual to lose somewhere between 500 and maybe upwards to 1,300 pounds of milk as a result of lame cows. So if you're a little behind on the hoof trimming, it's time to get caught up, get that scheduled with your hoof trimmer, get those foot baths operational again, and let's get our dairy herds walking like they should. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take action on lameness in their dairy herds today.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.